for RIM. For CTY Mobile.
Daughters and picked up some cherry liqueur for some German Black Forest cake cupcakes. They are rich. We couldn't find any up here, and we run around today, and I said, that's all. So Amy got it down there, which is 14 miles south, and we're about 3 miles from home now. Patrick, how was your day?
Good. A little wet, but other than that, we're good. And I heard you talking about your whiskey that you was looking for earlier today.
Well, it's far from whiskey. It's, I think it's, huh?
It's brandy, I think.
She says it's brandy. But anyway, brandy and me don't get along, I'm sure. Because I'm pretty sure it's 11% or so in alcohol. But it's sure good in them cupcakes.
Yeah, it sure does make that stuff moist. Most of the alcohol cooks out, though.
But there's no children coming to that Oktoberfest thing that the daughter puts on, but... Oh, I'm just a bunch of a booze hound. I'm a cheap drunk, so I just stay away from it. Like a light beer once every month or two, and that satisfies me with some good old cheese and crackers. And we're just now crossing Lake Cunningham, and boy, the dock's just about underwater down here.
Rain we've had this week.
Drains into Cunningham, and boy, it's really... really do a good job of it. Oh, I got a call I got to take from the doctor. This is Gerald TR. See you in a little bit, Patrick.
Out there, Tom. Miss Bernice. KO4HX. And I'm mobile and monitoring.
KI4DTY. How's it going, Patrick?
I'm doing good. Daniel, how was your day?
Not too bad. Wet, just like everybody else's, but probably not as wet as yours. I'm not running in and out of the rain like you are.
It gets pretty bad. Today wasn't bad. My timing was just right.
Or where were you at today?
Right here close to your house. I'm passing Benson right now.
Ah, sweet. I just left. I have actually my three boys in the truck, and I did an impromptu. Let's go to Cabela's and hang out for a few minutes.
Get them out of the house and wear them out. At least they'll sleep tonight.
I don't know if they will.
Boys, are you in the family?
But yeah, me and my three boys. Say hi, boys.
Hi!
And we're just going to go look for some fishing lures and stuff.
Like fun. I know they should have plenty of them down there. Well, normally they would. Right now, I don't know what to say.
Slim pickings, especially when it comes to the hooks and the weights lately.
How does that not surprise me with the day's time?
But, what you up to? You headed home?
That way, I got a few stops left. Running a little late today, but all's good.
He's running behind.
Just running behind. I had one shop that I couldn't get them off the truck fast enough.
Were they buying a lot of stuff?
Working out for the better, but it didn't look like it was going to start with. Fun today.
Working from home today, we have another wedding at the Biltmore this weekend. We had two last weekend at the same time, and that honestly about killed me. But I got another one this weekend, and there we have to live stream it, and I have been on the phone with customer support and IT guys trying to get this stupid thing to work, and I just needed a mental break. My life easier. If anything, I think I grew in some extra gray hairs in the last 2 days trying to get this stupid thing to work. The father of the bride owns his own company, and he owns cell phone towers, and that's what he does. He has a crew all on the East Coast, and between me and you, he kind of sounds like he may be part of the mafia.
Give you that impression.
I said I couldn't guarantee that this streaming would work, and he said in his Italian voice, that's not going to work.
Well, see you in, Daniel.
So I honestly don't get scared, and people don't scare me. This guy's got me a little on the nervous side. I think what made me nervous is he asked what size shoes I wear.
They're cement slippers.
Cement shoes. I'm going to be swimming with the fishies.
After the lures and the hooks.
Snorkeling set. You can buy me a few minutes. But, yeah, we'll see. The Biltmore has really bad reception out there, so, you know, I'm always very honest, and I gave him an option. I was like, hey, listen, you know, I can't guarantee it, so if you don't want to, you know, add on the extra, then let's just leave it off, and, you know, I'll make something else work for you guys. He's like, nope, this has to work. And I was like, well, I cannot guarantee it. And that's where he was like, well, that's not an option either. And I was like, okay, so we'll see what happens.
Well, since he's in the cell phone business, tell him to guarantee it.
He's got like this wireless hotspot, and I already told him to bring his. That way, if it doesn't work, it's not my fault. It's his fault. He, by Monday, maybe come up near the Biltmore and look for me.
I'll get my waders and we'll wade the river up through there.
Good. Well, we just got over here to Cabela's, so I just wanted to hop on and at least say hi to you.
And before you go, are you going to go to the Monday night club meeting?
Is that this coming Monday?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my week's been like trash, so I haven't even kept up with anything. Yeah, I think I'm going to try. If you hear me, I'm going to write it down, but maybe give me a heads up. I'll be puddled by Sunday. I got home last Sunday at 3:30 in the morning, and I got to bed at 5 o'clock by the time I put everything up.
Shoot you a text here later this evening or tomorrow, and seeing that you're a reminder. And you and the boys go have a good time wandering around Cabela's and spending lots of money.
But no, thank you so much. It was great talking to you, Patrick. This is KI4DTY, and I'm 73 on your last call.
Daniel, like I said, you and the boys go have a good time. Enjoy that, because it won't last forever. KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side.
HKX, KO4NUE, and K1DTY. Hey, Daniel. Nice hearing from you, bud. You don't have to pick up. Just want to say hello. Go ahead, Patrick. How was your day?
Other than being wet, it was really good. I'm running a little behind, but not too bad.
Okay. Well, everything's going well still with the truck.
It's so far. I've only had one or two little minor issues with it, nothing major.
Well, it is Peterbilt. I mean, you got to take a couple of things with it.
And, you know, it is man-made. They will break, or I wouldn't have a job.
You are right about that. I mean, so right. But, so Dad, do you never guess what Dad picked up today?
Who telling?
Picked up a Sears and Roebuck. Well, let me tell you. Let me just back up for a minute. So they are selling the property up in Landrum. They've got a property up on the mountain there in Landrum with 20-something acres, something like that. So they're cleaning out the basement. And he came up here and dropped the two full boxes of baseball cards on the porch. I mean, we're still in quarantine. We're not sick, but we've been exposed, so we're just kind of, you know, our quarantine comes up in a couple of days. But two big old boxes of baseball cards, and he got a small Sears and Roebuck lathe. This thing is probably 24, 26 inches long. I mean, you can pick it up with two hands, but it's the neatest looking thing. Man, it's just a bench top, you know, you set it on the bench and you can kind of do small stuff with it or whatever. But Sears and Roebuck, and I mean, it's in great shape.
Something if it's still working?
I haven't, but I'm planning on it. I mean, it's, I just cannot believe the condition it's in. But, I mean, Sears and Roebuck, I mean, the thing, I'm going to say that's probably 40s, maybe. And, I mean, it's got a little four-jaw chuck on it. Tailstock is there. The live center is there. The carriage and the cross slide is all there. I mean, it's all there. I mean, it's you know, and the lead screw looks like it's in really good shape. So, I don't know what else he's going to find down in there, but I had a hissy fit when I saw it.
If you can still use it, or if it still works at all, I mean, that would be really neat to have all of it together like that's unusual.
Yeah, there's no faceplate or three-jaw chuck with it, so I don't know. I'm gonna get a closer look at it and see, what it's gonna take to get it, you know, up and running. But I mean, it's not rusty or anything. I mean, it's just as far as baseball cards go, I hadn't had a chance to look at those, but I bet you there's, oh man, I mean, if I just guessed, and this is a guess, I'd say probably 2,000 or 3,000 cards in there. I have no idea I don't know anything about baseball cards. I mean, absolutely nothing.
Well, that used to be one of my favorite pastimes was collecting baseball cards when I was in middle school and early high school.
Well, I'll check them out and see. I'm not sure what he's wanting to do with the things, but I'll check them out and see kind of what I can find out, I guess, about them. And other than that, I mean, that's kind of my day. I'm still just bored stiff and ready to, man, I'm ready for this thing to be over.
That you are. That drive me nuts having to stay like that for that long. With nothing that you could really do, I'd go crazy. But if you need some help with those baseball cards, let me know. I think I've still got some old price guides around, but had to find a little, something a little more current. But some of those are probably worth pretty good money if they're in good condition.
Look, the ones I've looked at, I mean, and let me be clear, I haven't looked at much of any of them. I just pulled out, you know, three or four of them. But the three or four I pulled out, one was dated 1986. There's a handful that's in some kind of protective plastic cover. I'm assuming that he was trying to protect them for some reason. I don't know. But I'll check them out. But, yeah, they're in good shape. I mean, they're not moldy. They've been, you know, the box was sealed up. So I'm not sure how long they've been down there. At least since 86, I guess. But there's some weird-looking cards in there. Pokemon cards. There's, I don't know, 10 or 12 of the Pokemon cards. You know anything about Pokemon?
No least, but my son does. I absolutely know nothing about that thing.
I'll check it out on eBay and see what, you know, what they are, what not. But, you know, I just thought it was kind of interesting. But, at any rate. All right, well, let me get on, bud. I just going to stop and check in with you. And make sure you had a good day and all. But, don't forget now, you and Bill, let me know if y'all want to try to do something this October. And, you know, if I need to just say, hey, look, just get both of you on the phone and say, hey, can you do this day, or can you do this day, or can you do that day? If we need to do that, then we can do that too. But at any rate, be safe, Patrick, and I'll see you. I'll see you on the net tonight or whatever, but take care. 7-3 to you, bud. Be safe.
Chad, try not to go too crazy up there. And if you need something, just yell out. I'm around the radio most all the time. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.